Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, it's Barbara Orban here from No Diet Babe, and you are listening to the Manifesting Doll podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm so thrilled to have you all here listening and just really happy to be helping people with their mentality around food and weight and manifesting weight loss. And I'm so thrilled to be doing this, and thank you for listening in and supporting this podcast. So today I want to talk about something really important, because I think it's something that comes up for every single person, especially every single woman. And I feel like it's something that will come up constantly for people. Because I know that it's definitely come up for me in the past, and it can sometimes come up for me nowadays, because no one's perfect, and it's important to have awareness of our thought patterns and work on ourselves constantly, because we're always learning and growing. So I want to talk about how we feel when we see a photo of ourselves, and when we feel negatively about it. Like, we feel shame about it, we feel regret, we feel disgusted, and then we switch into this energy of wanting to fix the problem, i.e. being our weight issue. So this is a really common thing I find, and I want to talk about it and some strategies around it, and also why you want to address it, because it's affecting your ability to manifest weight loss. So pretty much it was a common thing for me when I was younger, before I knew about the importance of my thoughts and feelings and beliefs, to regularly look at photos of myself and feel negatively towards them, especially during the times when I was at my heaviest and binge eating. And I'd put on some weight, and really focusing on the negative aspect of the weight gain, and seeing photos of myself, feeling shame, and then trying to use that as motivation or as a catalyst to start training at the gym more or sticking to like a better diet, etc., which is pretty much what the dieting industry really teaches us to do. It's like, okay, so you want to lose weight, you don't like your photos, let's take a before photo, let's work on yourself, blah blah blah. But it's like, fine, you know, like, I think that there's some people that can perhaps be emotionally eating and completely disregard their weight, and then when they see themselves in a photo, perhaps they catch on to the fact that they've gained weight, and they're like, oh no, like, they experience that polarity between what they're experiencing and their desire to lose weight, which is fine in that moment. But what generally happens is those negative emotions continue, and that's the problem. It's like, when we have a preference to lose weight, we can often start off with the negative emotion and be like, this doesn't feel like my best self. And then you make a decision to lose the weight. But generally what happens is that people hold on to those negative feelings and thoughts around their body constantly. And what even happens is that after they've lost the weight or they've lost some weight, they're still in that negative mentality. And I've spoken about this before, because often people will look back at photos where they've gained weight, and they look back at photos when they were lighter, and they realize that when they took that photo, they didn't like their body. And they look back and they think, why didn't I like my body? Like, I looked okay there. And that's really like, that's kind of, I guess, like what body dysmorphia is. And I think a lot of people, not just like body dysmorphia, but just generalized like body dissatisfaction. And I want to talk about that, because it's like at the end of the day, no matter what your weight is or how you look, you can be critical of your body. And if you have a thought pattern of being critical of your body, you will continue that same thought pattern even if you improve your body, okay? Because our thought patterns are always on repeat. So whatever, it's like, I was telling this to my intuitive macro girls, if I like start singing you a song, right? Spice Girls song. And I'm like, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my, what's your brain doing right now? Like, you're literally saying Friends. Aren't you? I know all of you are, because that's what your brain is going to do. You're going to start singing, you got to get with my friends. You know, you're singing the song in your head, and your brain automatically has to say the word Friends, because it is the next step in that pattern, in that thought pattern that you've learned. You've learned the words to the song, and you cannot even like think of anything else until your brain says the word Friends. Am I right? Am I right? I'm pretty sure I'm right. Yes. And it's funny, because I literally sang that song the other day to the Intuitive Macro Girls, and then I heard it on a radio at a cafe that I went to yesterday. Law of Attraction. Yes. So that was really funny. But anyway, it's like, what the point that I'm trying to get across is that when your brain learns a series of patterns, a series of thought patterns, they will follow on along, like they will tag along, and they'll become like a pattern, like a neural pathway. It's like, it's a pattern that you learn. It's something that there's a trigger for, like the song is that trigger, and it's like, blah, blah, blah. These are the words. Your brain just rattles it out, you know? And it's like the same when you have a thought pattern of, I don't like my body. Oh, there's that photo. I'm going to be critical. It just becomes like this autopilot thing where, just like you learn the lyrics to a song, you learn how to be negative about your body. You learn how to have negative thoughts about your body. And so that's why even when you change your weight, you still are so critical of yourself, because you haven't changed the pattern. You haven't changed the words to the song. And to change the words to the song, like imagine if you had to learn a new lyric in a song, it would take a while for your brain to catch on to the fact that it's not, you got to get with my friends. Like say if I wanted to change it right now, your brain would keep on saying Friends for a while. But eventually, if you repeated enough times, you could change the word if you wanted to, and your brain would learn a new word. So really, when it comes to changing our subconscious mind, like our thought patterns, that's kind of what it's all about. It just feels a little bit harder, perhaps, because it's like more emotional. There's like more emotional charge around it. And if there's a lot of resistance around changing the thought pattern, because there's a lot of resistance around resistance meaning like negative emotion and high level charge, then it's difficult. Like if you listen to my episode about what to do when you can't act as if, that's kind of where I talk about what to do when you have a lot of resistance around changing your thought patterns around your body, right? So that's really, really important to take into consideration. So yeah, I think that it's like you want to focus on Law of Attraction. Obviously, that's what this podcast is about. But what I want to explain to you is, because a lot of you will have this thing where your ego has convinced you that worrying about your weight and focusing on how bad it is will motivate you to do better. Yeah, this is like all of us think this way. It's the same around money. It's the same around relationship, manifestation, all of it, right? It's like you think, your ego thinks that it's more productive for you to worry about the problem and spend all this time feeling negatively in relation to that thing. But it's not, obviously. We know this, like attracts like. And when you feel bad, when you feel guilty, when you feel all these negative emotions, you attract more situations that make you feel these emotions even more so. So it's about learning to change the thought patterns. When you change the thought patterns, you eventually change the emotional response. And that's all about, that's what digging deeper into your mindset is all about. Yeah, that's what we try to do with every aspect of manifestation. It's about changing the way we, our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Yeah. So in terms of your ego thinking, oh, I feel so shameful about this photo, I feel like I look gross, etc., etc., it's like, yeah, but it's not helping you to have that emotion. So you have to change the emotional relationship that you have to yourself when you take a photo. You either want to avoid taking photos if there's so much resistance around it, or when there's less resistance, you want to work on how you feel when you look at photos of yourself. And learning to have more compassion and kindness towards yourself when you see the photos. Now, this is important. Like I said before, even once you've lost weight, maybe initially you'll be really happy with the photos, but trust me, eventually you will resort back to your old patterns of thinking if you haven't worked on them, and you'll start to be critical of yourself. I know this because it's happened to me many, 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 many times. And if I don't have awareness of it, it can still happen nowadays. But I'm just very, very quick to notice if my head goes down that path, and then I have certain thought patterns to reinforce and put in its place if they come up. So like some of the common ones that I used to like use in terms of making myself feel better, it was like, well, you know, everyone takes bad photos. So it's like everybody takes a bad photo. That's probably just a bad photo. I don't really look like that. It's like a way to trick your brain kind of into feeling better. Another one could be like, because a lot of women compare themselves. So you'll see a photo of another woman and it'll trigger yourself because you're comparing someone else's best to your worst. And that's really important to remember, like, because people take photos at their best. Yeah. What I mean by that is they're going to take photos when they look their best. They're going to take photos at the correct angle. They're going to put a filter on it. They're going to like make it look good. Usually that's what we're usually looking at when we're being critical. And it's like, don't compare your worst to somebody else's best. Don't do that to yourself. Remember that when you take flattering photos of yourself, you can compare it to a non-flattering photo of yourself and then notice the difference. And that's going to apply to everybody, because also remember that we're all going to be our worst critics sometimes. So when you look at somebody else and like, oh, that person must be happy because they have a nice body, that's not how it works, okay? It doesn't work that way. People can be unhappy and have a nice body because it's about their thought patterns. They could be depressed about a million zillion other things that you have no awareness of because you don't have access to their inner world and how they feel. So it's really important that you don't put your weight up on this pedestal. And even though you may have felt slight euphoria whenever you've lost weight and it tricks your ego into thinking that weight loss will make you happy, it is not the case. That's not how your brain works. Like I was saying, it's learnt the lyrics to the I Don't Like My Body song. And so it will continue to play the same words over and over in your head until you change the lyrics to that song. Okay? So what you need to do is change the lyrics to the song, change the thought patterns, have an awareness, and keep repeating the nice, happy, like more positive thought patterns. And that's going to be really important in terms of manifesting weight loss. Why? Because majority of people struggle around their weight because they're emotional eaters, and hating their body is probably one of the biggest causes of why they emotionally eat and why they can't stick to a long-term weight loss goal besides crash dieting and going too low calorie. The other big sabotage, thing that sabotages people's weight loss is the fact that they eat emotionally because they don't feel satisfied in their life a lot of the time because they are dissatisfied with their weight, and therefore it's a merry-go-round of I don't like my body, therefore I'm unhappy. Food makes me happy, therefore I'm hungry and I can't say no to food and I go back for seconds and I want dessert and everything tastes so good and I can't stop. See the cycle? Like that's your cycle, yeah? How do you change it? Change the song to I love my body song instead of I hate my body song. Yeah. And like I was saying, like there's that episode of what to do when you can't act as if, because it's like being a vibrational match to weight loss. In my manifesting weight loss course, I teach about how to become a vibrational match to weight loss, and I go into more intricate details around this. But it's like attracts like. So there's certain emotions and thoughts that you want to be feeling, thinking that will help you lose weight and stick to a weight loss strategy, yeah? Because it's like you still need to take action. But how many times have you tried to take action and still not succeeded? You get what I'm saying? It's like there's more to it than just knowing what action to take. People need to know this, because it's like they just get caught up in what's the point of mindset? What's the point of working on my emotions? I'll just take action. And you're trying to shortcut it. But it's like, guys, how many times have you tried to take action before and it hasn't worked? Let's just stop being insane and doing the same thing over and over again and actually change the thought patterns, which is what's going to lead to long-term results. So those of you that listen in will know that by now, right? We know that. So really it's like, so what do you feel? It's like when you see a bad photo of yourself, it's like, the way I used to feel, it's like sick. It's like sick to my stomach, automatic stress response. It's like anxiety. I feel sick about it. I feel shame. I feel disgust. I just want to run and hide. I just want to delete it off of everywhere. This is talking about like back in the past, yeah? Not nowadays, but like back in the past, I was like, oh my God, I look so fat. I look terrible. I'm so disgusting. I need to do something about this. And then you go through this cycle of, okay, I'm going to fix this. Let me fix this. And then you're like, okay, I'm really motivated now. Cool. I'm really motivated. Let me fix this. I'm going to do something about it. Let me like do this new diet, or let me start eating clean tomorrow. Let me plan my meals. Let me go to the gym, blah, blah, blah. Half an hour later, you're hungry and you're eating what you so-called shouldn't be mindlessly, and you wonder why you're doing it. It's like, damn it. Why don't I have any willpower? Why can't I just stick to this? Why am I so freaking stupid? Blah, 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 whatever. Guilt, guilt, guilt. Yeah? Do you recognize that cycle? Because I sure lived that cycle like a lot. And then I would spend a lot of time on social media trying to motivate myself by looking at women's bodies that looked flawless. And then I would just feel even more depressed which led me to the kitchen even more times, opening the fridge. Let me see what I can eat. I feel like eating mindlessly. And then it's like, as soon as I had conscious awareness, I'm like, why did I do that? And it's like you've got a person inside of your body that walks over to the fridge and starts eating, and it's not you. It's like, why does this happen? I have the intentions, I have the desires, I feel motivated at times, but it's like, how do I get things going? And then you'll make up stories in your head, like, when I'm eating really clean and I'm on a roll and I'm going to the gym regularly, that's when I'm succeeding. So I just need to get that ball rolling and then I'll be okay. But again, that's just an illusion, because you're just setting up all these rules of how your success needs to look in order to succeed, like that you need to have everything perfectly. You need to be eating super clean and going to the gym X amount of times, and then you'll feel good because you know you're on track. And it's like, no, but you're just setting up more rules. And then when you don't stick to those rules and you feel bad, you then start to veer off track. And that's why you end up at the fridge more often, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, don't view such rigid standards of how things need to be, first of all, because that's not going to help you. And the other thing really is to just make the connection between your negative emotions and when you eat, and realizing that these negative emotions that you feel around the photos that are taken of you aren't serving you. They're not helping you lose weight. And so truly, to become a vibrational match to weight loss, you need to shift your emotions around how you react to photos of yourself and in the mirror, etc. But specifically, like, photos of yourself, it's like I was saying, it's like, if you're critical now, you're going to be critical when you lose weight. And it's like, you've got to learn to have thought patterns in place where you're like, hey, no, like, when you have a bad photo of yourself, it's like, first of all, try to view it differently. It's like, you feel gross and you could be someone's after photo kind of thing. And it's all just a perception, because if you were bigger and you had lost weight and this was your after photo that you were looking at, then you would have positive emotion of, look at how far I've come. You know what I mean? You'd have a different perception. And so it just, what I mean by you could be someone else's after photo is to, like, just show you perspective, you know, to say you can't always view your negative emotions as reality, because they're just negative emotion, right? Like, you could feel positive about it or you could feel negative about it, and that's your choice. And although it feels very real in the moment, and I felt that and I get it, I feel negative emotion in relation to many things that I've been working on changing. And it's just really important to understand that you have a choice at the end of the day how you feel about something. And the more you make that choice to change it and to feel positive emotion, the closer you will get to the outcome that you want, because that's how manifestation works. And so, as difficult as it can be, especially in the beginning, you want to put in that effort to change your emotional response to certain things. One being, like, photos of yourself and feeling this shame and disgust around it and working to change that. So that's a really, really important part that you want to do as part of your journey in manifesting weight loss. But seriously, babes, like, I have tried this over and I've tested this over and over again, and when I repeatedly feel negative about my body, I repeatedly feel negative about photos of myself, it never leads to good. It can lead to instant weight loss, meaning instant gratification, but then you gain it back, you yo-yo back up, and then you're yo-yoing up and down. And long term, it won't lead to your weight loss goals. Like it just won't. It just won't. You're just never going to be a vibrational match to weight loss if you continue to feel shame, guilt, and negative emotions around your photos. You have to start negotiating with the ego and trying to convince it differently. You have to find those thoughts that ease it a little bit and reduce the resistance a little bit, and then just chip away at changing your relationship to yourself and your body and the way you view yourself in photos. For example, when I used to look at my before photos, when I took them, I felt intense emotion, like intense. Now I look at them and I'm like, oh, I didn't look that bad. Like there's no more like really strong emotion around it. It's like, oh, it's my body. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like not so intensely emotionally charged anymore. And that's not to say that I never negatively react to a photo. Like I might look at a photo and be like, oh, I prefer that other one to this one, or like I'm going to choose the nicer photos, duh. But it's like at the same time, I do not have that same really strong negative response that I used to. It's a completely different reaction in my body, yeah? Like my body doesn't respond in a huge negative way. And I've learned to like calm that energy down, even if ever like it triggers a little bit. It's like, oh, let's just calm down. You know what I mean? Let's just calm down around this. And I can shift out of going into any kind of danger zone about disliking anything like that. And that's honestly to do with changing your inner world, because people like, yeah, you can change your outer appearance and and it doesn't necessarily change your perception of yourself or lead to positive emotions, okay? At the end of the day, you want to feel good, yeah? That's what it's all about, feeling good. You got to learn how to feel good, and then you get to the circumstances. That's manifestation, that's law of attraction, that's the basics of everything that, you know, you're here to learn about, and it applies to everything. And so, you guys, it's really important for you to consider when you take photos, when you look at photos of yourself, to consider your emotions and your automatic responses, your thought patterns, etc. Okay, you guys, well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Just a reminder that I have one spot available for one-on-one coaching with me. So that's going to get snapped up real quick. If you want to work with me for 3 months of coaching to transform your body from the inside out, I'm talking long-term change, yeah? I'm talking subconscious stuff. Like, you know me, I go deep. I'm not here. Like, I've got all the other knowledge that, you know, all the basic knowledge of weight loss, right? But I'm talking about let's change your thought patterns and the way you behave around food so that you get lifetime change. And I'm really passionate about macros and reverse dieting because I want to see women eating more calories. None of this low calorie shit. So even better if you're keen on using macros one-on-one with me. I would love to work with you. Reach out to me, BarbaraAuban@nodietbabe.com, to apply for one-on-one coaching with me. Okay, well, I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.